The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So we'll start together with the sitting. So letting yourself arrive in your body, in your physical location, just here in this place, wherever you are. And allowing there to be some relaxation of body. Relaxation is such an important condition that supports our capacity to be present, our capacity to be aware of what's happening in the present moment. And so it's useful to take some time to actually use mindfulness to connect with the body through relaxation. It's using mindfulness in a skillful way to also not only cultivate the mindfulness, but also create some supportive conditions for mindfulness to be more natural. And so allowing the muscles of the head and face to relax. The neck, shoulders. Relaxing the arms, the hands. And as we go through the relaxation of body, you might also just kind of be attuned to whether it allows your mind to also be a little more settled, a little more relaxed itself. Relaxing your chest, all those muscles around the rib cage, the upper back. Muscles across the stomach and abdomen, the middle and lower back, the hips. The legs and the feet. And then it might also be possible, or there can be an attunement perhaps to the insight of the body and perhaps an ability to allow a softening of tension, of holding that may be happening in the visceral area. Or maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And then maybe too, there can be a letting go of mental tension. Ways that thoughts, worries, concerns, can take us out of the present moment. Maybe we can relax some of those worries and concerns, letting the mind relax. And as the body and mind relax even a little bit, it can become a little more natural to just receive what's happening in the present moment. And so taking a moment to just settle back and check in, what is obvious in this moment? Allowing experience to come to you rather than being the one who chooses what to attend to. Just receiving often as we open to receiving experience, physical sensation is one of the most obvious things. It's a pretty clear, easy area of experience to touch into. The experience of the physical, the weight of the body, the uprightness, the contact points, hips against the chair, cushion or bench. Hands touching each other or your body. Maybe there's a sense of a larger sense of the body sitting here. Or maybe a sense of vibratory energy in the body. Maybe the sense of breathing. The experience of the in and out breath. There's no need to go looking for experience, just seeing what is obvious. Also, hearing is an area that can be very obvious. You've actually been hearing the sound of my voice probably for this time without too much effort, just receiving. This receptive mode of awareness can really point to how light the mindfulness can be. Our human system is designed to receive experience. We don't have to work to do it. And so allowing that, those processes of body and mind to do their own work and just settle back and allow there to be the receiving of them. Body sensations, sounds, maybe feelings, emotions, moods. Even thoughts can be present and we can simply receive. This is thinking that's happening. The stance of receiving. It's kind of an alertness that we cultivate this sense of being curious and alert. What's next? What's here? What's in this moment? What's arriving? Being available to receive whatever wants to show up. Sometimes the stance of receiving, we might have a sense of it's kind of a flat place or a non-doing, something we're not engaged in. But there is an engagement with kind of the curiosity of receiving and being available, being alert to what's here, what's coming, what's available. And if this kind of mode of receptivity feels supportive to you in terms of being present, and it creates a sense of curiosity and interest and really in this human experience, because nothing is left out, we just receive what's the next aspect of our human experience to be showing up. If that feels available for you, this is a very powerful form of meditation in and of its own right. Just receiving what's available to be known. And for some, it's perhaps more natural or comfortable or familiar to allow the attention to settle with the particular area of experience rather than opening to the entirety of experience or whatever wants to show up. Maybe attuning to a particular area or field like the breath or the body. And that's fine if that feels supportive for you, but I would encourage an exploration if you, for instance, attune to the breath, attune to that aspect of experience, that you play with allowing that to be received. Receiving an in-breath, just settling back. How does the in-breath want to come to me? How about the out-breath? What's that? In some ways, that form of practice it's kind of like, I used the word attune before, you know, attuning to a particular area of experience. We can attune to an area and then receive what's in that area, like a radio receiver. You might tune to a particular channel, and then the radio is designed to receive that frequency. The radio doesn't go out and get those waves. It doesn't search for them. It's just designed to receive. And so we're welcome to attune to the breath, but then receive the breath. You also may notice in this receiving of experience, if you've attuned to the breath, you may notice that at the same time, you might get some frequencies from other places. You might be able to be attuned to the breath, for instance, and be hearing my voice at the same time. So there doesn't have to be a conflict there. And allowing, opening to allowing your experience to be as it is. Whatever is happening for you right now, that is your experience. That is the experience to be attuned to. Receive your experience. And allow it to be just as it is.